Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Roy Sasaki. When Pastor Roy Sasaki, also known as Pastor Rocky, meets people, you see the joy in his eyes. You may find him praying with them too. He loves sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. He carries his harmonica everywhere, and he loves playing it, especially for children. His passion is to minister to the sick, and he's often called to visit the sick in hospitals to pray with them and their families. His wife, Deli, has also cared for the sick, particularly children and families, as a pediatric nurse. We pause for a moment as we begin our program to remind you how much God loves you, and indeed that God knows you. If you're in the hospital today, if you're feeling under the weather, if you're frail or debilitated or feeling at a place where you need the reassurance of God's strength, God's presence, and God's love. There is a reason why you're in a place in life right now where you are, even though you might not understand it or like it or want it. God has a purpose. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear friend, the living Christ sends Pastor Rocky and Deli to share heart to heart with you, for you to know that you too can have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Our hope and our prayer is that you would open your heart to Christ. Would you do so? Would you do that today? We continue to pray that indeed it be so. Pastor Rocky graduated from Lahaina Luna High School, received his Bachelor of Arts from Iowa State Teachers College, and Bachelor's of Divinity from Garrett Theological Seminary in Evanston, Illinois. He was ordained as a United Methodist pastor in 1960. Deli graduated from Kauai High School and Northwestern University with her Bachelor's in Nursing. She worked in pediatric nursing at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Stanford Hospital, and University of California Medical Center. Pastor Rocky and Deli, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Danny. Where did you grow up, Pastor Rocky?
Well, I grew up in Pahoa on the Big Island when I was a teenager, and went to Lahaina Luna, and then spent some time on Oahu, attending churches there. And I got saved at Lahaina Luna through a Southern Baptist lay evangelist. And I accepted Jesus just to get rid of him. But you know what? After accepting Jesus, he said, once you accept Jesus in your heart, you can't get rid of him. Well, I got rid of the lay evangelist, but I couldn't get rid of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
But this was a turning point in my life. And ever since that time, my life has been transformed. And I praise God for that.
So besides this lay evangelist, the lay Southern Baptist evangelist,
yes,
who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I'm not. Well, I was a pretty grown up already after high school. But my pastor at the Methodist Church, Wesley Methodist Church in Honolulu, had a great influence in my life. And so it was through him that I went to Iowa State Teachers College to do my undergraduate studies. Mm-hmm.
How did the Lord call you into the ministry?
Well, I used to be a carpenter for a few years before the Lord called me. And because I believe I love people, my heart was more with people rather than with working in construction. Yes.
Deli, how about you? Where did you grow up? I know Kauai, but tell us a little bit more.
I was born in the Philippines, and my family and I came in 1954. And graduated from Kauai High School. But personally, I grew up in a Christian home, and we were Protestant both on both sides of our family. My grandmother was a lay evangelist and on my mother's side, and then my grandfather was the one who took me to church every Sunday. And I love going out with him because at the end of the worship service, he always gave me 5 cents to buy a candy.
I was wondering what that was going to be.
Yes. But I've always, we've always had the fear of the Lord in our lives. And so, however, when we came to Hawaii.
And by the way, 5 cents was a lot.
Yes, it was.
In the Philippines, it was. 5 cents was a lot at that time. But when we came to Hawaii, our Lutheran pastor challenged us to accept the Lord Jesus. And so we did, and I did, and I just felt at that time like, now I can understand what, you know, having a fear of the Lord, but then understanding with scriptures really made a difference in my life.
Mm-hmm. What caused you to go to such a prestigious university as Northwestern for your nursing?
Well, actually, our pastor influenced me to go to Wittenberg University, which is a Lutheran college, and I went specifically to prepare myself to go into ministry to be a what they called a deaconess in the Lutheran church. And I wanted to go into nursing, but the Lutheran Wittenberg University did not have a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. So one of my friends, who was a Lutheran pastor's daughter, invited me to say, let's apply to Northwestern University, which I did, and I was, like, shocked that I was accepted. And besides that, I got a full scholarship with Johnson & Johnson Foundation.
Wow.
And so a full scholarship to my years at Northwestern. And so it wasn't until after I graduated that I realized what a prestigious university that was.
Yes. Wow.
All I knew was that I had to study and I had to maintain my grades in order to continue my full scholarship. But I know it was God's favor upon my life, and it would not have been possible without him, because my dad was being employed in a plantation, you know, on Kauai, and he did not, we didn't have too much money, but we prevailed, and God always provided for us. And I every day I would memorize, I would pick this word from Matthew, where it says, why do you worry about your life, what you're going to put on, what you're going to eat, you know? Mm. And I go, Lord, you're going to provide for me. And he was faithful. Mm. He was faithful.
Deli, why did you choose pediatric nursing?
I love children. I just love children. And I don't know. It was easy for me to handle the children.
Yes.
I'm sure it was difficult to handle heavy patients, but I also love helping moms when they deliver their babies and teaching them how to take care of their babies, and that's how I just felt that pediatric was my place to be at. And my experiences especially at UC Medical Center, was an amazing experience. And so I've always appreciated that opportunity that was given me to work there. at the time that I applied over there, actually, they were so desperate for nursing that I went for an interview at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they said, we're desperate for pediatric nurses. Can you start at 3 o'clock this afternoon? So it was a beautiful marriage of liking the hospital and learning, being mentored by outstanding physicians and nurses. And so it was a great experience for me.
Well, you have a vibrancy. Just hearing your voices today make me sit up a little bit more in my chair as I'm sitting here in this studio. Mm-hmm. The Lord has a grace on you.
Thank you.
When we come back from our break, I mean, well, let's bring it into some context here. Pastor Rocky and Deli were married over 53 years ago, mm-hmm. and there is still this draw, this dynamism that goes between them, and it carries through the radio and media waves. So when we come back, I'm going to ask this question, Pastor Rocky and Deli.
Yes.
Suzanne and I are going to be at the edge of our seat, so you can picture that. But even our listeners, I know they're going to be wanting to know, how did Pastor Rocky and Deli meet? How did they find each other? What did God do? And then we'll go back and we'll talk further from there. Dear friend, as you listen to Pastor Rocky and Deli share heart to heart with you today, with us, I want you to prepare your heart for what the Lord has in store for you at this moment. There are times when we don't realize that God is communicating with us, that He has a word to share, that He's wanting to reveal something to us because we're so busy, we're so distracted, we're preoccupied. Well, at this moment, today, in this time that we have together, I urge you, I admonish you, dear friend, to let your heart be quiet. I believe the Lord would give grace for that, and listen to what God says. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, in addition to playing the harmonica, Pastor Rocky, his hobby is gardening, and he just loves to help families, you know, neighbors, friends, creating beautiful landscaping in their homes. Pastor Rocky and Deli, well, proud parents of a daughter, Lisa, and a son, Peter, three granddaughters. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to be with you. Thank you for joining us today, Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki from Kauai, joining us today in studio. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast in its entirety for free. I'd always urge you, as I typically do, pass it on to a family member or friend. Pastor Rocky and Deli, how did you meet?
Well, when I was in seminary, before I graduated, I prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, I need help meet. And the Lord sent me Deli. And I said, oh, no, she's a Filipina. I'm Japanese. And I said, and then the Lord said to me in my spirit, Sasaki, my name is not No. It's Yesu. Yes, Lord. And that began my courtship with my wife, then it was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I mean, she became my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we courted for 3 years before we finally got married, you know. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get her parents' blessing and my parents' blessing. Her parents, of course, you know, lost their business on account of the Japanese war and bombing, you know. And so I said, Mr. Pasquale, how do you feel towards Japanese? And he said, oh, no problem. If it weren't for the war, our daughters will not have an opportunity to go get a good college education, you know. Mm. And so I said, if we decide to get married, would you allow her hand in marriage to me? He said, no problem. And so I said to Mrs. Pasquale, Mrs. Pasquale, how about you? And she said, no. She said, no. And then she explained, not until my parents give their blessings to our marriage. Mm. Oh. So it took us a little while, but my parents finally gave us their blessing. And we've been blessed ever since.
Well, but going back when I first enrolled at Northwestern, my big sister said, oh, you're from Hawaii. You should meet this Roy Sasaki, who is the roommate of my fiancé. And he goes, so they talk about it for like 3 years. So we never met because Roy was already a youth pastor for a Presbyterian church, I think. Mm-hmm. And so he never had a weekend off. He never had any time off. I mean, studies and going to the church and ministering to youth. And so it was when his roommate and my big sister got married, they asked me to sing for the wedding, and I said, sure, I'll be more than happy to sing for your wedding. But then my parents sent me a ticket to come home to Hawaii, and I had a choice to either go sing or go home to Hawaii, and I chose the latter. So I asked my college roommate to sing for me. And so Roy went and picked her up from the dormitory, and so when I returned from Hawaii, I had to go to pediatric affiliation, and then Caroline called me, and I said, you know, this Roy Sasaki, he is inviting us, you and me, to go and attend his farewell party. The young people are giving him a potluck. And so I said, all right, sure. I've been hearing about him for 3 years. I might as well meet him. And so I met him that evening, and for the whole evening he couldn't remember my name. He would say, this is my friend Caroline and her roommate. And what is your name again? 3 times he asked me that. But so then the next morning he left to go to San Jose to be ordained as a pastor. But he started writing letters to both Caroline and I, you know, the same letter. and we would share. And so then at the end of summer, he came back to Chicago to finish his oral exam in order for him to be fully graduated. And that's when he asked me if I would go for ice cream and coffee with him. And so that's how we got started. But then he left for California again. So then he continued writing us a letter about what he was doing with the young people, with the church. And so we still had a year and a half of school. So I was in Chicago. He was in California. And occasionally we would write. And then after graduation, I worked at Northwestern for 6 months. My friend asked me if I wanted to go to Stanford. So we were approved to go work at Stanford, and that's mm-hmm. when I started dating him when I was there.
So from Northwestern to Stanford.
Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am.
Remarkable.
Anyway, one encouragement I want to give the radio audience, you know, especially the young people, the young couples who are interested in getting married one of these days, I always encourage them to say, look to Jesus and ask him to provide you with a person to marry. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there are so many divorces these days, and so I am very much concerned, and I do a lot of premarital counseling, and I want to see many couples who are living together, even having children, come together in marriage, you know?
Yes.
So, anyway, that's been my concern in these past few years.
And Rocky, Pastor Rocky,
yes.
The other thing I'd like to dovetail with that is, as a grandparent,
yes.
I have learned to be praying
yes.
for the husband or wife, the spouse
yes.
that God has for my grandchildren, each
yes.
one of them individually, and for God to provide the person that they marry.
Yes, 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 Suzanne, you're right.
Right. Deli, through all of this, how did you know that he was God's man for you?
Well, I have to tell you, as a pastor, he was very poor.
Oh, yes.
So we never did that dating scene, actually. And actually, he loves fishing. So sometimes when he was off, he would say, hey, I'm coming to San Francisco. Would you like to go fishing with me? And I said, sure. So he would be fishing, and I'd be reading a book. That was our date. But occasionally I would go down to San Jose when they had a big events for young adults. And that's how I got to know some of the young adults. They would have retreat, and I would join them. And essentially our dating was not like all other couples, but somehow we got along very well, and we laughed together a lot. We didn't mind being poor, and so we just enjoyed just being together, but also having Bible study and talking about the Lord, and we were happy with what we can. Most of the time, he would say, would you like to go for coffee and ice cream? And that's essentially what we got.
Mm-hmm. Coffee and ice cream. That was
yes,
a combination.
Ma'am.
Huh? Now, you served together.
What about me?
How about you, Pastor Rocky? How did you know she was the woman for you?
Well, I believe it was God who confirmed that she was the one. You know, I always say there's a word in the English language called complement, you know, that my Deli would fill in where I'm weak, and I'll fill in where she's weak, you know, and together we're strong together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think that's something that we need to recognize, you know, in relationships, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe even a God gives some direction or some clues to his leading by our observing the complementary effect of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, through our marriage, we always did things together.
Mm-hmm.
Like our family, even when they were growing up, when it was time to wash the car, the children comes and help wash the car. When it's time to wash the dishes, everybody, you know, it was like, the sooner we finish this, the sooner you can go and play. Mm-hmm. So we always did things as a family, and I taught the children how to be respectful. And from early on, they behave well. They you know, I have them sitting with me in the front of the church, and they were not fiddly or whatever. They were really great kids that grew up, and we're very proud of them because they're very diligent young people, young adults now, mm-hmm. and very committed to the Lord. So we know that God's hand was upon our family, and that's what we'd like to have families experience of doing things together as families. We took our kids to Bible study with us, and they would slip on the side. But nevertheless, they got to know the people that were in our Bible study groups. And in fact, we have four couples that we did the same thing, Pastor Dr. Mashimo and Pastor Jeff Yamashita. That was our friends in Kailua. Mm. And we had Bible studies together, and we bring all of our kids together, and they'd sleep, and we take them home afterwards. And they grew up in that kind of atmosphere of just being with parents and being part of the ministry. And then our kids became part of our ministry.
A treasure chest.
May I comment? When Christian young people, too, I believe, when they go out on a date, there's always temptation. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I want to encourage them that whenever they are tempted, they should pray. Say, honey, let's pray. Mm. And, you know, it works. And, you know, as a result, we have never had sex before marriage, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I want to impress upon young people, how important it is not to have sex, you know, before mm-hmm. marriage, and establish unholy soul ties. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We used to tell our kids when they go out with their friends, like, well, actually, our son never wanted to go dating, so that was no problem. But our daughter, we would give her 50 cents. He says, well, if your friend wants to have sex with you, you better say, let me call my parents first and see if they give us permission.
Well, maybe these insights can maybe enlighten and give points of application.
So our daughter used to laugh. She said, Mom, that's terrible. I said, no, take this 50 cents with you. But essentially, we never really liked single dating. Our kids always went on groups with other teenagers mm-hmm. in our church. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from our break, we can certainly talk more about this. My ears perk up because of years of experience. That's why I talk about a treasure chest of wisdom from Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki. You know, they've served the United Methodist Churches in San Jose, Reedley, Visalia, California.
Yes.
They returned to Oahu and established the Keolumana United Methodist Church in Enchanted Amen. Lakes, Kailua, mm-hmm. served at Hope United Methodist Church, Ka'ava, and the Kahuku United Methodist Church. Hey, experience galore. We can learn a lot, and we will when we come back. Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki with us. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there.
Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Rocky had a daily radio ministry on KAIM for 5 years. I remember listening to him and certainly ministered to me. I know many, many others in retirement. Pastor Rocky has done outreach trips to Tahiti, Japan, with Youth with a Mission, Guam, and the Philippines. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki joining us from Kauai. Pastor Rocky.
Yes.
Deli, what lessons has the Lord taught you through all your years of service to the Lord and your shepherding of people in the body of Christ?
Deli, I'll give you your take on this.
Well, I know that one of God's instruction for us is always to persevere, to serve with a willing heart. One of our rules is no complaining, but to just have a heart of giving as unto the Lord. And Roy loves people. There's not a single person that nobody's a stranger to him. And he always ends up praying for them or encouraging them. Mm-hmm. And it's been a joy to not be shy about sharing Jesus. Many times we go to Costco or Walmart and we meet people, and when they tell us, you know, when we say, how are things with you, or is there anything that we can pray with you, we'll just take them in the corner and we pray with them. And just recently I was at Costco and this lady met me, and he said, Daly, do you remember 5 years ago you prayed with me in one of those corners? And I said, I did, and I can't remember. He said, thank you very much. I moved to Alaska, and the Lord opened doors of opportunities for me. I love the job that I have and the house that I now have, but I'll never forget that you prayed and blessed our going to Alaska. So we never know the impact of our ministry, but we continue to persevere. That's God's instruction.
Amen.
And we know that many times people may not agree with you in some instances, or we would offer the salvation experience, and they said, no, thank you, not this time. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, they will say yes. And this morning, my husband went to the hospital, and what did you do, Roy?
Well, I led a man who thought he was on his way to heaven or was going to die. I led him to the Lord and had his name written in the Book of Life as I prayed the sinner's prayer with him. And praise God, with tears coming down his eyes, he accepted Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. But what I want, my take is this. I felt that the latter years of our lives, 21 years since my retirement, has become greater than even my former years. And you know, I want to encourage retirees or those who are about to retire to look at the future with great anticipation and hope, because God wants to use them more than ever, you know, because they are now free, retired, with time and on their hands and so on, and all the talents and gifts. We need to share what God has given us to the community in which we live. So I just want to encourage all the people, like myself. I'm 86, but I feel that whatever, you know, time that I have, I'm going to make the most of time as according to the Word of God.
Pastor Rocky, when did you begin to see the importance of that in your life? I just find that it's I'm drawn to it. It's compelling to me, because people make choices in life, and some for various reasons, you know,
yes,
have a more challenge. But you seem to have chosen to live your life in this way, with this perspective, and what dynamism I feel. How and when did you begin to see this, sense this?
Yes. You know, several years ago, when Rod Kalkami was in Hilo serving the Lord, he asked me to serve with him. But, you know, God's word was given to me from Gary Kuto from Alaska, who was my roommate at YWAM. And he said, Habakkuk chapter 2 says that, you know, write your vision down, you know, for your vision will tarry, but wait for it, for it will come to pass, you know. And anyway, I found that I'm glad I took the sidestep and allowed Wayne Cordero to take over, and he became the pastor of Hilo New Hope Church. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I didn't go there, and I went back to Kahuku. But you know what? I found that the latter years of my life has fulfilled that vision that I started in Kona. I just want to encourage everyone to write their vision down, because God has a plan for them.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, that when my husband retired, we were meeting new Filipino pastors that were coming to Kauai, and being part of the public health nursing, I would meet all these young people that are coming to enroll for TB tests, for immunizations, and these are pastors' children. And so one day I told my husband, honey, there are about five young Filipino pastors that are brand new here. They don't know each other. We need to gather them, and let's get to know them. Let's encourage them in their ministry. And I believe that that's how we started, just visiting all these Filipino pastors in their ministry. When we first came here, we started visiting other churches to see what is in need. And what we wanted to do is encourage young pastors, you know, young pastors that come into the community and feel the need for encouragement. And essentially, that's how Kauai Island Ministry started, really, for us to encourage the young pastors that are coming into this community. And we see that the need for unity within the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we then started just praying with them, and that's how the Kauai Island Ministries came into being, I believe, because we met some outstanding leaders that would be willing to reach out to other pastors so that there be a unity in the body of Christ here on Kauai. So that has been, and so working with pastors here in their established churches and being free, not having to have to take care of any church, allowed us to just be an encouragement to them.
That's right. And we were not planning to steal anybody's sheep, you know, and start a church.
Right.
And so I was not a threat to these pastors. And so they welcomed me. And I just praise God that these pastors have now communicated more across the board. And we have become, communication. Anyway.
Networker,
yes. You know, and bringing churches, pastors together for activities, events like Kauai LA Ministries, Mayor's Prayer Luncheon, which Suzanne will be coming over to Kauai to introduce
our
next
speaker.
Well, several of our previous speakers were recommended by Sister Suzanne.
Thank
so we
God.
We really appreciate that.
Amen.
Pastor
Robbie Zacharias is one of them, and John Devere, and
Chris, and Nick.
And Nick, we just love him. He came actually to Kauai 3 times. And the last time we took him to all the high schools, the junior high. He spoke at the Mayor's Prayer Luncheon. And then on top of that, we had another event with him at the convention center where it was packed.
This is an amazing connection, an amazing network. You can find out more, in fact, Kauai Island Ministries, you can find out more about them at kimonline.org. kimonline.org. When we come back from our break, Pastor Rocky, it's time. It's time. Yeah. Please get the harmonica ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad.
We want to hear you share. The gift. Share the gift of song, your talent. Uh-huh. Maybe explain a little bit to us about one of your favorite your favorite tunes as a means of encouragement. We all need encouragement today.
That's right.
And the Lord has sent you and Deli to do just that. And in doing so, propel us forward in the work that the Lord has called us to do. Even so, reaching a dear friend right now who may not know the Lord, but bring him close and closer to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it
guests.
Happened in 1998. Pastor Rocky, along with other Kauai pastors, founded the Kauai Island Ministries Incorporated, KIM, Kim. It's a nonprofit organization. That's why you can find out more at kimonline.org. They do a lot of work together, cross-denominations, trans-denominational, inter-denominational connectivity, reaching people, an organization that touches lives. Here, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki.
Pastor Rocky.
Yes.
I have learned something that is delighting my heart today.
Oh, praise the Lord.
That you play the harmonica.
Yes.
So we would like you to share a song with us and maybe even
right.
share why you picked this particular song.
All
and
right.
bless us. Thank you.
All right. I'll play two, one short one and one that I played today in the hospital. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, the first one is this, for children, okay? Did you get that? Mary had a little lamb, and his fleece was white as snow. And I'd ask the children, children, do you know the name of Mary's little lamb? And they'll say, no. So I'll say, guess what? It's Jesus. And they'll say, oh, Jesus.
Oh, I love it.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Okay. And this other one that I played while I was in the hospital today, visiting the sick, mm-hmm. and their family just appreciated so much. And it was this here.
Thunderous applause. That's from Bill Gaither. And that is going to be sung by Kavika at my memorial, whether it's next week or in 20 years. But what a powerful
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
And Pastor Deli for singing along.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
What a sweet, marvelous. As you played that.
Yes.
As you were ministering today, what did you tell your friend who you were ministering to today with that song?
That song really touched the hearts of even the family members who were in attendance to their dad. And I discovered that they belong to the same denomination from Kekaha all the way, the United Methodist Church. And so they were so open that I was going to be going over there to preach in August. And so it opened the doors more than just my ministering to this man who was in a semi-comatose situation. So praise God.
And Pastor Rocky?
Yes.
You also go into the prison, don't you?
Yes. I've been going over this over 16 years, I think, now.
How often do you go to the prison?
Once a week.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone right now?
Right now.
Who's going through a very difficult time in their life?
I always tell them, don't allow the past to dictate your present life as to who you are or what you're going to be, but allow the future with all the possibility, the potential in you to help you become the person God wants you to be.
So don't get stuck in the past.
Don't get stuck in the past, right. Yes. If they've sinned in the past, if they've committed crimes in the past, God forgives, and God will allow you to have a second, third, fourth chances, you know, in life. So move on.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine if I'm in a pretty low state or condition,
yes,
I would want Pastor Rocky to be coming through that door. I'd be happy to see you.
With Thank his you. Harmonica.
And with his wife. And with
yes.
his wife.
Yes.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
The touch of Christ.
Yeah, we always go to, when I am with him in the hospital, we always sing songs. And one of the favorite songs, in fact, we had a friend of his was dying in the hospital in Iowa, actually. And mm-hmm. we told the family that when you minister to them, please sing the song, Hold My Hand, Lord Jesus, Hold My Hand.
I played that song today, you know, to the family.
And so they played the song, and they sang the song to their dad. And at the end of that song, he just smiled, and he passed away.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It goes something like this. Maybe I should sing it. It goes something like, Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. There's a race to be run. There's a victory to be won. Every hour, give me power to go on. How's that, Dennis?
Oh, love it. Love it.
Praise the Lord.
Well, as you've carried along in your ministry,
yes,
how has the Lord helped you through challenging times?
Through challenging time. Deli, can you answer that?
Well, you know, we always felt like with God nothing is impossible. And we always speak faith in the situations of challenging times. And actually, you know, we seek the Lord every day. We take communion, for one thing.
Mm.
And every morning we take communion. And in fact, whenever, mm-hmm. and we pray the Lord's Prayer, like Jensen Franklin instructed us, where you said, Our Father who art in heaven. And then you say, Father, we thank you that you're Jehovah El Shaddai, your mm-hmm. great almighty. And so you speak all the names of God in that first phrase, you know, Our Father who art in heaven. You tell him who he is. You're Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals diseases and redeems our life from destruction. I praise mm-hmm. you and I thank you that you've kept me healthy. Father, you're Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides us with all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, you've always met our need. There's always manna from heaven for us every day. And that you are a God who sees all things, that you're a God of Sabaoth, who surrounds us with your angels and keep us from harm and danger. We praise you and I thank you that, you know, so we speak those mm-hmm. Names of God through our prayer. And then we say, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. And Father, let Your will be done in our lives, that we fulfill the commitment that we have made for You in our ministry, that, you know, that Your will be done in our children's life. And then we name our children one by one. You know, mm-hmm. so as we go through the Lord's Prayer, you know, it takes half an hour. Praise the Lord. It completes it. It makes us understand what the Lord's Prayer is all about. And then at the very end, you know, for thine is the kingdom. I mean, keep us away from the evil one, that mm-hmm. we will not cause you pain, you know, and protect us from the evil one. And Father, you said in your word that you would guide us into the right path, into the path that you want us to go. Keep us from following the wrong path. Help us to be sensitive to the wiles of the enemy. And so we pray for our children too, for God's protection over that. And so that's how we pray the Lord's Prayer.
Now, I'm just curious, if you don't mind, I have learned to say, forgive me my sins, as I forgive those who sin against me.
Mm.
By any chance, do you use that phraseology?
Well, we use trespasses,
okay.
I guess.
I know in some churches use debts, but for me, praying to ask God to forgive me of my sins, mm-hmm. as I forgive those that sin against me, it brings a reality, a check to me, mm-hmm. even more than the word debt or trespasses.
But, yes, but that's a good one, Suzanne. And so, you know, when I go to the hospital to minister, I always ask them, you know, do you have any sin mm-hmm. that you've committed against someone, or has someone committed against you that you need to forgive, you know?
And the other thing that we ask them is there any time, place in your life that you have not forgiven anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Because before we pray for healing for you, unless you forgive someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, our prayer will not be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask you right now, if you have unforgiveness towards your mother, towards your sister, many, many times they say yes,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we always begin praying for healing for people by asking them, is there anything that you need to forgive, anybody that you need to forgive?
And we're really talking about ministry here, and as we close our program today,
mm-hmm.
I thank you, Pastor Rocky and Deli, for ministering to us.
You're quite welcome,
to our listeners, and for sharing in your time with us today. It's been an invaluable moment with you, and my heart is grateful for who you are and what the Lord continues to do. I'm amazed at you.
God bless you too, Brother Danny and Sister Suzanne, for your wonderful ministry over the air, over the radio.
Dear one, I hope that you've been moved today by Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki. You can find out more about them and, again, connect with their ministry at kimonline.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ. I know Pastor Rocky would love this. Just share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, dear one, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 57, verse 7, my heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Rocky and Deli Sasaki. Find out more at kimonline.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.